wondering, and it's interesting, what first captured their hearts? What first captured the Ephesians' hearts? Back in chapter 19 of Acts is where we first read about this great work that went on. And I was just noticing this, that there was a tremendous spiritual activity in Ephesus. Evil spirits. It was a rampant situation. It was a lot like our day, where the evil spirit activity is very strong. And yet, there was a tremendous work that took place in Ephesus. And it says in concerning the matter about the spirit that was in this, the sons of Sceva tried to cast out the spirit and so on, and all the activity, the situation that happened. And it says in verse 17, "And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified." So the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and therefore people became very keen to this one. And it says, "And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." So these people were delivered, who believe, were delivered from this tremendous spiritual darkness and found the Lord Jesus to be the answer to their soul's great need. And so there was a profound impact upon their lives. And thus there was a response in love. I think that's why first love. And so, Brad, they really did love the Lord. This was a great, great thing that took place in Ephesus. And therefore, if we ever lose touch with that, what the Lord did for, like you said, John, what the Lord did for my soul. Peter said, "Don't forget the purging of your former sins." Why? That's where it started. Mm-hmm. That's where I first fell in love with Him, mm-hmm. who did this for my soul. If I ever lose connection with that, get cold, mm-hmm. or get heady, mm-hmm. get proud, I'll leave my first love. I'll leave Him who loved me so much that He laid down His life for me and delivered me from that horrible darkness that I was in. And each one of us have our own story here. Where we were at when the Lord saved us, we each have our story. Praise God for that story. We'll get the glory. It's going to be all for Him, all for His praise. And so may our affections never get cold to this one who did this great work.
So if I may call this the Ephesian problem. The problem is they have it's a decay of first love. What we can notice here in the Lord's message to Ephesians, He says, "I know thy works." He can see, He can penetrate every heart, because His eyes are as flame of fire. Here, I cannot really tell if the Lord is commending them or not, but He is noticing their works, their labor, their patience, and how they did not bear which are evil, and they tried false apostles, and they had patience for the Christ's name, and has not fainted. So all these things, they had activity, which we have been already discussed. There has been zeal. There has been a lot of labor. But the Lord says, "Alas, thou hast left thy first love." All activity has no value. The assembly can go on with manifest. Lot of activity, lot of work, lot of labor, lot of action. But the Lord can see the motives, the hearts. What was before, behind it. And here He could say that He is judging the assembly here. In the original, this somewhat is not there. Verse 4, "Nevertheless, I have against thee," is not somewhat, "because thou hast left thy first love." Now this love is, he does not say how they have left the first love. But the what he says, the Lord Jesus, they have left. But what has led them to leave their love to Christ and God?
If I may.
Now, love is everything in the mind of God and Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, we find the character, the lofty character of love. Love is the greatest thing. And this love, as the love of God, that's what some brothers remark, the love is everywhere is seen in the Epistle to Ephesus. We find that God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And now this love which has been unfolded to these believers, the counsels of God, that how they must walk in love, how they must walk in that, in those things which God hath ordained before the foundation of the world. But we find here, when we come to Revelation, the character is judgment. As the Apostle Peter says in chapter 4, the time is come, the judgment should begin to the house of God. So we see here the judgment beginning. And we see not the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ here. He begins with here from him. Grace be unto you. Verse 4, and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. The self-existing one. We are returning to the Old Testament titles. We do not find this grace here. The subject is judgment. And Christ is seen in the midst of the assemblies. And not only is in the midst, but is walking among the assemblies, apprising the condition, the state of their testimony. But we find here in verse 4, he says, it is a very tragic thing that they have left the first love. Now, I would say this, one of the causes, or the main cause, that the cause, the leaving the first love is, we find the holiness. We find that in the Epistle of John, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And here it is what it is when he says the first love is directing our attention to the love of Christ and the Father. Because they have been blessed with all these spiritual blessings. And the assembly, Ephesus is seen, assembly is in that greatest privileges. In the Epistle to the Ephesus, we find that. Assembly in its heavenly privileges, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But here it is, they have fallen down. You see that because the worldliness, the corruption have hindered, have taken away their affections of the heart from the Lord Jesus Christ, in looking to him, instead of setting their eyes upon Jesus. Now, when we look to the things of this world, we find in the